thank you for the prayer and cards and phone calls. You are a great church family, from Myra and Jerry Taylor. Well, as you know, today is Men's Day. And we had on our docket two speakers, one of which is not here. But don't despair. Let me get a good look at everybody. You know, I enjoy coming up here at least once a year, and I get to look across the room and I see where you sit. And I remember back here in the back corner, I know who sits back there, it's Mike and Landon. And I know where Rachel sits. And I can look over here and I can see Mountain Man, and I know that he sits there. And I sit right there in the choir. Most times that I'm not, my wife's not here, I'll be over here. And that's what we do. We come to church and that's our seat. So I was thinking about that for Men's Day, as to kick it off. And let me get my glasses, because now I'm going to go back to my Bible again. I'm going to pull up Peter. First Peter 5:24. Well, First Peter 5. Let's do this. Excuse me. First Peter 2:3-4, not 5:24. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Men's Day. What does it mean when we celebrate Men's Day? It occurred to me that it isn't our accomplishments and what we've done, but it's who we are. There isn't a person that's sitting out here today in your particular spot where you are now, there wasn't someone in your life that prayed fervently that you would find a place in church, in this church or any other church. And that would be where you are. I was at a funeral yesterday for my friend Bill Craig, who's passed away. And all funerals, the theme is we want to keep our family together. We want to see our loved ones again. And that's a fervent prayer of your father, your mother, or maybe your aunt or your uncles. That was a fervent prayer of my wife, Karen, who wanted me to have a place in church, a place where I sit. And that's what a godly man's desire is, to keep his family together, set an example. And that his children, hopefully it brings them to church every Sunday, one day they will take their seat and they'll be a part of this fellowship. That's what men do. They lead their families to know Christ. And I want to celebrate that today. And in addition to leading a godly life and leading their family to know Christ, there's the vision of what we can do as Christians to reach others. It is our desire that all these pews will be filled with people who come to know Christ. And I'd like, Ray has shared a vision with us, with me, about what we could do to reach the lost in this community. So Ray, you've got a couple of minutes. You want to come up here and share your vision? I give him a little heads up on this, but not a lot.
Good morning. I got a little old rule that I try to follow, that I say that my mission is the man that's in my face. Whoever I'm talking to, I'm supposed to be leading to Christ. I'm supposed to be leading to God. And if our missions don't take us to foreign shores, then our missions need to be right here with our next door neighbors and the people in our community. I have friends at the Lutheran Church. I don't have a whole lot of friends at Fancy Hill, but I want to change that. I want to see what their needs are. And I got to thinking, and we have some representatives from Fancy Hill and some folks from St. Paul's, and we have Hardin Community Baptist is on board. On May 11th, we want to have the Hardin Community Fun Day. And what we're going to start out doing is we have a team we're putting together, a cook team. Hardin Community is going to provide pork, and St. Paul's is going to provide plates and trimmings. And Fancy Hill has offered to provide bouncy things for the kids to play in. We're going to be looking for volunteers. We want to have a 18 cornhole tournament. We're going to give out, well, first off, we're going to cook the barbecue and just give it away till it runs out. We're going to serve till it runs out. We plan on folks parking at Hardin Community Baptist, and we're going to use the land behind St. Paul's to set up events like we're hoping to have, like an egg toss, a three-legged race. We thought maybe even a cakewalk and a pie-eating contest, just an old kind of county fair type of thing. We want to have a 18 cornhole tournament, and we're hoping that we can get a champion team from each church, and one team gets first, one church will go home with first, one will go home with second, and one will go home with third, and they, you know, come back next year and either try to better their status or defend their title, whichever they come up with. And I have to look. I didn't bring my notes with me. I didn't know this was coming up, but I have some plans on some folks I'm going to be hitting up for favors, maybe to help at that time. We're planning on starting about 11:30 on May 11th, and we're hoping to clear everybody out of here by 4 o'clock. They're asking folks that can bring old tractors and trucks. We're wanting to park them out there so people can go around. And basically, we want to have like a festival or a fair for just our Hardin community. And the thinking is, behind it, between the three churches, we should be able to reach more folks. But they're not coming to church. And if they're not coming to church, to where we can lead them to the Lord, maybe we can get them to come to a fair. Yeah. And I'm just asking for everybody to jump on board with us. And if you can help out, come see me if you'd like to volunteer to run an event. I'm hoping the events won't take no more than 30, 40 minutes of your time and a little bit of setup. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. So be sure to clear your calendars for May 11th. It's going to be a big event. First time ever that I've heard of anything like this happening. Yes, and if that's not a vision, I don't know what is. Now, all it requires is that we show up. And Ray will assign tasks and duties. And it's like in Ecclesiastes, we were studying the value of work. Well, the only value I can see in work is when it benefits someone else. We pray that God will bless us with riches that we can use for others. Which I want to give a praise of healing, because my wife Karen has been diagnosed with cancer this past year, and we had a really low spot with her, but she's here today. And through a bit of treatment, so I want to praise God for that. And if there's anyone else who wants to put your hand up to praise God for the healing in my life and in my family, feel free to do that. God has brought people to us that I don't know all of you. A year ago, I knew everyone in the room. But something has happened between then and now. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because we were faithful. And we united together and we prayed for God's leadership and blessing. And I believe we have an answer to our prayers for our young pastor and his new wife. Aren't here today to celebrate Men's Day, but they're with us in spirit. Which brings me to my featured speaker, which is a come to be... Oh, let me back up, because everybody may not know me now. My name is Steve Brooks. If I haven't met you, I want to be sure and do that sooner or later. So this brings me to our featured speaker, which is Junior Armour. And I've gotten to know Junior over the past year. And he's a delightful person. He's one of the most positive people that I know. He has a great spirit, but he has one flaw. He'll say yes when you ask him to do something. And that makes him an easy prey for people like me. And I asked Junior if he would share his testimony. And he does have a testimony. And his positive attitude is going to come through. When you leave here today, you're going to be a happier person and blessed. So Junior, if you would come on down, please. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for men in this church. Lord, we thank you for your blessings on their lives. Lord, we want to ask you, bless Junior. Give him the words to say, Lord. Encourage him. Open our hearts and minds, Lord, to his testimony. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Steve asked me to give my testimony, and I thought a lot about that. I was saved in 1982 and baptized at Plainview Baptist Church. There was a lot of time in between there. I went to different churches. I even joined this church whenever my nephew Tommy was coming here. We was talking in our class today about work and Solomon. I was a workaholic. When the doors was open at the plant, I was the one that was there, regardless. So in May 9th, 2017, I hurt my back, a herniated disc. And I still come into work. In April, I found out I had prostate cancer. And then from there, whenever I found out I had prostate cancer, thing that the doctor told me was I needed to go home and get my affairs in order. I didn't understand what that meant. So from there, I went through chemo. All this time, I was praying for the Lord to lead me to a church that was home to me. And he led me back here. This is church I grew up in. This is a church my family grew up in. This is a church I'm part of being proud of being a part of. And in everything in my life that I've done or haven't done, the best thing I can say is, if you're not part of the church, become part of the church. Get out here. There's so many opportunities within this church to do things, to be part of. I cut grass here. I enjoy cutting grass here. If you come out here and see me a lot of times behind that push mower, I'm praying and I'm singing and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I am part with Rick back there with the audio visual. I enjoy doing that. As Steve said, I get to sit back there and I get to see a lot better because a lot of times it's hard for me to sit to where I can stand up and sit down back there whenever it comes. But like I said, the biggest thing I could say is become part of the church. Become part of the programs here. There are so many opportunities that are available. And people, you're needed here. You're needed to volunteer. We're growing. We're growing big time. And like I said, the best thing that ever happened to me was when the Lord led me back home. And like I said, I grew up in this church. And this church has always been home to me. Why he took so long to lead me back here, I don't know. But I'm glad he did. Steve.
God bless you. Junior recently had an accident with a saw, and so he's under a little bit of pain right there. He hurt his finger. So I want to thank you, Junior, for that. Is there anyone who would like to share a moment of testimony, of praise, of what God has blessed them with today? If not, then we can have our praise worship men's group come back up and we can sing another song, maybe one we've done already. Just keep smiling.